USA News. I'm Jerry Barmash. A woman faces murder for killing her husband at a Florida hospital.
It happened inside a Daytona Beach hospital. Police say the victim, Jerry Gillen, already knew of the plan.
From what I was told, he was aware of it. Apparently, the goal was for him to do it, but he did not have the strength. So she had to carry it out for him.
His wife, Ellen, shot him once in the head before barricading herself in the room while police tried to negotiate with her. They say at no time did she make threats to police or hospital staff. She eventually was taken into custody. No one else was injured. I'm Dave Collins.
President Biden's attorney says six additional items, including documents marked as classified, were found in Biden's Delaware home Friday. Following a Department of Justice search, Biden's personal attorney, Bob Bauer, says the documents were found after Biden's Council offered full access to the home. Tourist entry to iconic Inca site Machu Picchu is now suspended due to ongoing unrest in Peru. Nationwide protests left 30 people injured this week, and more than 10 people were arrested in the city of Puno as things turned violent. It's been 25 years since the President Clinton Monica Lewinsky scandal.
The alleged affair between then President Bill Clinton and White House intern Monica Lewinsky broke this week in 1998, first online by the Drudge Report and then by the mainstream press. President Clinton at first defended his actions.
I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
He later testified in front of a grand jury and admitted to the relationship before being the subject of an impeachment trial. Lewinsky made amends in an interview last year on the Today Show.
I want to apologize any chance I get to people that I've hurt and my actions have hurt.
She published an article in Vanity Fair this week writing of the 25 things she's discovered since then. I'm Jeremy Scott.
This is USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Representative Nancy Pelosi is giving an update on her husband Paul's health following the brutal attack on him almost 3 months ago. In an interview with CNN set to air on Sunday, Pelosi said that Paul was doing okay, but that it would take a little while for him to be back to normal. Avengers star Jeremy Renner is giving a health update after a New Year's Day snowplow incident sent him to the hospital for more than 2 weeks. He took to Instagram to thank the fans for their support, as well as reveal that he broke 30-plus bones in the incident. Renner was crushed under a vehicle known as a snowcat while clearing snow from the driveway near his Nevada home. There's an investigation into one baby formula company.
The Justice Department has launched that investigation into Abbott Laboratories nearly a year after a baby formula shortage rocked the nation. According to the Wall Street Journal, investigators are focused on Abbott's production facility in Sturgis, Michigan. The plant was shut down by Abbott last February after formula from that plant was linked to infants becoming sick. That closure set off the nationwide formula shortage. Abbott says they are fully cooperating in the investigation. I'm John Schaefer.
Mattress Mack is placing a huge bet on the Dallas Cowboys. The retail furniture store owner put down $2 million in cash at Caesars Sportsbook in Louisiana in favor of America's team for the Sunday playoff game. On Saturday, the Kansas City Chiefs moved on to the AFC Championship game as they held off the Jacksonville Jaguars 27-20. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.